Padre Pio suffered many injustices in his life. But how did Padre Pio take these offenses, and what did he suggest to those experiencing hard feelings towards their fellow men?
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to our YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin monk, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Padre Pio was banned from celebrating Mass publicly, or even blessing people, answering letters, showing his stigmata publicly, and communicating with Father Benedetto, his spiritual director. Padre Pio's life was filled with misunderstanding and grudges towards him, for which he never showed the slightest resentment. He was always forgiving, and in this, he wanted his children to imitate him. In today's video, we have 3 testimonies that shed light on Padre Pio's approach towards forgiveness. Sister Carmela Pagani once told Padre Pio that she had suffered dissatisfaction and injustice coming from the ecclesiastical circle. Padre Pio, who could relate to this, said, "You have to forgive. I too have forgiven." Sister Pagani was declared Servant of God in 2016. Mr. Mario Sanchi gives us this somewhat peculiar testimony. Listen to this. "At my employment agency, during a heated discussion, a worker slapped me. I complained to the police, who went looking for the worker to arrest him. He couldn't even go home to sleep, and it was Easter. After a lot of pressure from my friends, I withdrew my complaint. Much later, I went to San Giovanni Rotondo to confess to Father Pio. As soon as I knelt down, the priest asked me, 'Have you done a favor to a father of a family?' My thoughts immediately went to the withdrawn complaint, and I replied, 'Yes, Father, but it cost me a slap.' Saying this, Father Pio turned to the side and put his hand on his face, as if he had received a slap at that moment. I was embarrassed and hurt. The saint stood up and asked, 'How long has it been since you went to confession?' The confession ended with absolution. I meditate on this episode from time to time. I think Padre Pio wanted to show me that it was actually me who slapped him, because despite declaring me his spiritual son, I did not want to forgive anyone who offended me. But I must add that since that day, when I'm in front of the crucifix, I see how many slaps and whips I gave Jesus with my sins. That lesson was a lifesaver for me." End of testimony. Padre Pio used to invite penitents and spiritual children to think of Jesus nailed to the cross for our faults every time they found it difficult to forgive. This next anecdote is from a gentleman who went to Padre Pio to confess his sins. After listing his sins, he waited for Padre Pio to give him absolution. But instead, he received a question: "Is there more?" Having received a negative answer, Padre Pio repeats the question. And on the second no, he asked, "How are you with your brother? How is the relationship between you two?" "He won't talk to me. But it's not my fault. He hurt me and walked away from me. I don't even know what to do," replied the penitent. "Go make peace," said the saint. "But Father, he was the one who hurt me, not I him," the penitent justifies himself. Padre Pio replied, "And Jesus? What was his fault when he went up on the cross? Did he not die for the faults of others, and yours too?" Through these testimonies, it is clear that Padre Pio did not hold grudges, and that he did not want others to hold him either. He reminds us that Jesus was innocent but still suffered on the cross for us. Sometimes it's hard to forgive, especially when we feel as if we are not the ones at fault. But Jesus tells us, "If you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you." Indeed, bearing wrongs patiently is the 6th spiritual work of mercy. This reminds me of a story told by Saint Therese the Little Flower in Story of a Soul. "For a long time, my place at meditation was near a sister who fidgeted continually, either with her rosary or something else. Possibly, as I am very keen on hearing, I alone heard her, but I cannot tell you how much it tired me. I should have liked to turn around and, by looking at the offender, make her stop the noise. But in my heart, I knew that I ought to bear it tranquilly, both for the love of God and to avoid giving pain. So I kept quiet. But the effort cost me so much that sometimes I was bathed in perspiration, and my meditation consisted merely in suffering with patience. After a time, I tried to endure it in peace and joy. At least deep down in my soul, I strove to take actual pleasure in the disagreeable little noise. Instead of trying not to hear it, which was impossible, I set myself to listen, as though it had been some delightful music, and my meditation, which was not the prayer of quiet, was passed in offering this music to our Lord. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, click the reminder bell, and share with your friends to help promote our channel. But the best way to get involved in our Padre Pio apostolate is to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Just click the link in the description below. Check out the videos on the end screen and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.